The Economic Alliance presents the Gulf Coast Grow Show, recording from the Shell Studio, with your hosts, Jason Lee and Clint Aiken. Our mission is to highlight stakeholders and activities that drive the Houston Port Region's economy.
And we are here with Dani Grant.
Good morning.
And she is representing Petrochem Works today, and we're going to dive in a little bit about her background. I'm going to let Clint cover that and kind of our agenda and topics for the show today. So, Clint, I'll turn it over to you real quick.
Yeah. Man, so happy that you guys are turning in for season three. This is really fun. We can talk about one of my personal favorite things that the Petrochem does, and that's the one of the golf tournaments and just what you do in general with the Petrochem Council, I guess. So very excited to have you on the show. Can't wait to hear more about it.
Thank you.
I think for those that, you know, we're throwing around a lot of terminology right out the gate, but again, it's workforce development is really where we're here to talk about today. The need for it, the rallying cry. I just left ABC this morning, and again, I think it's a pillar behind everything, whether you're an industrial, construction, manufacturing, we need people. And Danny's a champion for people, and so we're excited to kind of learn a little bit about that. So, Dani, why don't you dive in? First of all, tell us a little bit about your background, kind of what inspired you to kind of make this something, because you don't, I think you spend a few hours on this stuff, don't you?
Just a couple.
Just a couple.
But it's a passion. Okay. I mean, so I started with my company, Noltex, 7.5 years ago, mm-hmm. and I had a friend in industry that said, you need to get involved with ECMA, which is East Harris County Manufacturers Association.
Right.
They're doing workforce development. It's this great thing. It's about 138 different sites within the region here, and it's all the different owner companies. And so that's where it started. We started looking at the needs. The big one was attrition. You know, we've got a lot of people that within the next 5 to 10 years are going to retire, and our plants are going to hurt because we don't have enough people to fill those openings. So we started off slow. We did a lot of face-to-face with students, mm-hmm. anywhere from sixth grade up to high school seniors. We even talked to unemployed, underemployed, veterans, and we were educating them about the opportunities in our industry. So about 5 years ago, they identified this larger need that, well, if we don't have the contractors to come in our plants and maintain and do our expansions, how are we going to survive as a chemical plant or petrochemical plant? So they formed Petrochem Works. So it's an ECMA, ABC, CMEF joint venture, and this opened everything up. So more resources, touching more lives, being able to speak to more people face-to-face for, again, that education piece. That's where it started. And I got interested because I'm not from here. Mm-hmm. I'm from Northeast Ohio, where it's kind of a medical community. If you're in with Cleveland Clinic, you're golden. But other than that, there's not a lot of thriving economy.
Okay.
So I saw the opportunities here, and I was dumbfounded. Houston, this area is a bubble, and it's unlike any other job economic or career economic area than anywhere else in the United States.
Right.
Opportunities, low cost of education, higher rate of pay straight out of college. So I started advocating with friends and family and brought that into Petrochem Works.
Nice. Yeah. So Petrochem Works is kind of a conglomerate of all these other organizations kind of pitching in. Again, I'm curious about that because you mentioned several different organizations. I guess they all have one similar goal. Mm-hmm. But tell us a little bit about how you keep them on the same page, right? Because I think if everybody starts beating a drum, but they start beating it to a different rhythm, it can get pretty noisy. So is that kind of the design behind Petrochem Works, is to get everybody on the same page? Or tell us about that.
That's the intention, okay. Yes. So even though we have this large group of different member companies, contractors, community service programs, we still run into where we're trying to envelop more people that are doing the same thing as we are. So trying to combine forces even more. Right now we have a pretty substantial power with workforce development. We have at least 6 or 7 different very strong contractor companies that are in there. We do the Petrochem Works, includes all of the ECMA companies, so any of the companies within there can participate also. We do a lot with the Greater Houston Partnership, with Upskill Houston, three community colleges. So we do a lot of work with Lee, San Jack, and Houston Community College. And we start by doing like a education to them. So we want people going out from this group and giving the same message. We don't want to send 20 speakers out to 20 different events, and these students and other people are hearing a different thing.
Right.
So we sit down.
Consistent
and
message.
Absolutely, because that's important. So they may be getting information from somewhere else, but at least within our group, we want it to be consistent.
Right.
So we do a short education on these are the bullet points we want you to cover, and this is the message we want you to get across. So that's how we try and keep it a consistent, clear message in our group.
And do you know about how many meetings y'all having per week, per month? I mean, how many schools are y'all getting out to? Can you give us some of those highlights? Do you know?
So I know last year we reached about 40,000 students.
Wow.
And it's progressively gotten higher. This year we've had some change in command, for lack of better terms. So we're trying to roll back in.
Restructuring's good.
It is. It's bringing some new blood in.
Sure.
So we're trying to get back together, look at what our mission is.
Right.
And not renegotiate, but get some new companies, some new people to invest in what we're doing, so that we can reach even more students.
Right.
So tell me where you see, you know, we're talking about, you know, in the past, where you started, where it's at today, kind of where you see it going. What are some of the highlights that you'd like to share? And then after the highlights, we'll talk about opportunities that exist.
I would say that our biggest highlight, of course, is the golf course, the golf tournament, and our scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
We have others. We also participate in Power, which is the Women in Industry event that's held, I believe, each January.
Mm-hmm.
We were some of the first ones in there, and it grew from about 250 attendees to last year, I believe, they had 1,700.
Wow.
And so we set up a booth or a table, and we just help educate these young women on what the opportunities are for them, because they're very highly sought after part of our workforce and they're very underrepresented.
Right.
So that's one of our highlights. We also do the Upskill Houston, and I believe there are four different dates that is done, and it's not just Petrochem Works, but it's other companies, and it's hands-on experience for eighth graders. So they're able to go out, get in a lift truck, or look to see what the electric company is doing, and we talk to them. It's not just the members. We have engineers that come out from our companies. We have our welders, our P-Tech, process technology. We have all of our skilled trades and crafts. They come out and actually talk to the students about what they do, how they got where they are, and how they decided what they're going to do in their career.
Yeah, and so knowing that there's a lot of resources and time, energy, and effort being spent here, and because you're pooling these different organizations, how do you measure, I guess, effectiveness? How do you guys circle back to say, yeah, you know, we're doing good, we're doing better, and here's how we need to improve?
So honestly, that's one of the things that the scholarship committee is looking at right now.
Okay.
The biggest holdback has been that we have all this money that is raised through our golf tournament for these scholarships at the local community colleges, but we have no data. We can't require them. The schools can't require them to call back and say, I got my job or my start at Noltex, and it was through the Petrochem Works scholarship. So we're looking at ways of maybe getting in touch with the Texas Workforce Commission, because they do have that data, to see if they'll release that to us so we can have that tangible number that says we provided 30 scholarships this year. In 2 years, 20 of top five of those related to positions with either the owner companies or the contract companies. So that has been a
huge roadblock. Really tracking to where, when they've left the left the program per se or whatever, and they get into a job.
Yes.
Was it because of you guys?
Right.
Right.
So I was at an ACE golf tournament earlier this week, and that's one of the things I really like that they did, is at the golf tournament that they hosted. They didn't have students at the hole, but you know, they do a lot of programs as well to get people into the painting side of the industry. Mm-hmm. And coatings, and so you know that's what NACE is known for, some inspection as well. But you know, they had two students that got up and shared their story. One of them was a veteran, so that was awesome hearing directly from the mouth of a veteran who said, hey, I leveraged an opportunity to get a job inside of a plant, you know, came in as a painter, soft craft services, those type of things, found out about the NACE program, got a scholarship to NACE, and now I'm in charge of a very large group of people working in an office downtown. I never would have thought I had that opportunity. So it really does change lives, and it impacted his whole family, right? Because he never had that kind of an opportunity before. Another gentleman got up and shared his story, and he came from a lower income family. And coming out of high school, didn't really have a lot of opportunities, found out about the NACE program through a friend of a friend type of situation, you know, got involved in that, and it opened up a huge amount of opportunities for him. So, you know, I'm pretty passionate about what you're doing with Petrochem Works and what the team is doing to help impact the daily lives of just anybody, right?
It is very hard for me to understand that. So about 6 years ago, we had a group that went to Milby High School, mm-hmm. and they spoke to these students, and they did not even know the opportunity in their backyard. Mm-hmm. They had no clue that they could have these lucrative careers and successful careers, and it was literally right behind Milby High School.
Right.
So that's impactful. We grew up in a generation of the four-year degree is the only way you're going to be successful.
Yep.
So part of our mission is trying to change people's minds that, yes, we still need engineers, we need accountants, we need other professionals that require the four-year degree. But you can go to Sanjack, you can go to Lee, you can go to HCC, or even CMEF, who we work with very closely also,
right,
and get a skilled trade two-year degree in the training and start off with little to no debt from your student loans, because
right.
if you get our scholarship, we're paying for the majority of your school.
Right.
And start off at a very lucrative hourly wage and work yourself up through these companies. So it's amazing that we have all of this here, but there's a limited population that knows about how to do it or what it even is.
Right. Right. You know, I think earlier you said there was an issue in follow-up and meaning getting the data that was required. And then now you're talking about the issues of getting the word out, right?
Yes.
I think as we continue to get down this path, it's the lines of communication are changing for people these days, right? There's a constant pressure of how you, because there's so much information out there, but then how do you get the appropriate information in the right hands? Mm-hmm. You know, and so I think if that's identified as a problem, then that's a great start.
It is.
Right? And then it's just trying to come up with the solutions.
Well, and we bombard them with information also.
Right.
So we've gone in and talked to students as young as sixth grade.
Right.
Because in eighth grade, they have to identify the course, the track that they want to take through the rest of their education. So we're trying to get in there maybe seventh grade towards that way, so they understand these opportunities and they don't feel like they only have to choose a four-year program to be successful. So we're hitting hard on STEM. We're hitting hard with minorities, the women, because like I said, again, they're very underrepresented in the skilled trade areas, mm-hmm. in both the owner companies and the contractor companies.
Now, if I'm a contractor, I think they get wrapped up in the course of their day. They're running around fighting fires. Sometimes it's hard to see out of the forest, right? You're in the mm-hmm. trees and you can't see what's coming up on the other side of it. It's hard to even imagine what is, because you're trying to deal with today's problems, knowing that there's a big issue. So you show up at events, you send a few checks off to some places, and you call it a day. You know, how does a contractor, because I think there's more of an infrastructure, I guess, a bigger ecosystem, if you think about it, of ways to get, you know, money and resources and tools and things applied to where they're going to have the most impact in the area. But I think it's going to almost have to be driven by the people in the industry who are going to be passionate about it, who are going to really go out
there. The owners do it, right? I mean, the owners participate. They're pretty involved in the process. But how do you get more of the general contractors involved with it?
Right, that's the question. Yeah, I'm talking about because it's the owners are, you know, cutting big. They're the big sponsors of stuff. But really, it's the feet on the ground. It's the guy who can take time out to come support or work with local legislators to try to get more money in the school. You know, do the things that really are going to impact their, you know, the level into the schools to really get a hold of those kids. And drive funds there. How do you get a contractor? How do you get the people that really need to get to work on some things, get them more involved? How are you reaching that populace?
I think they're already at the table.
Oh, they are.
So yeah,
okay,
so it started with ECMA doing this as just an owner side, but when Petrochem Works was developed, it was because the contractors saw the exact same need that the owners had.
Nice.
So the owners were saying, we need the contractors to come in and do these builds and do our upkeep on the plants. And they also realized, well, we're going to be hurting here soon. So that was when they all came together. So we have some wonderful contracting partners that have the resources to be able to help. So Noltex is about 118 employees. We have limited resources. Mm-hmm. Some of the larger companies have more resources they can shell out. Well, adding the contractors in increased that even more. So the contractors have absolutely stepped up, and they are at the table. We have the Petrochem Work steering team, mm-hmm. and that's comprised of half owner companies and half contractor
companies.
Wow, owners.
Okay,
yeah. So they're embedded in this, and they were one of the reasons why Petrochem Works was formed.
What about legislators? What about those that are in office that really need to that have a more of an influence of where maybe dollars can get spent or programs to get into the school districts? I know we had a senator on here, Larry Taylor, and he was talking about educational bills to help drive education. Well, we understand that industry is important in this district, in this region. How do you guys, I guess, champion the legislators, the legislative teams, to understand the issue that's being held out here as well?
Power in numbers. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what it is. So we have some key members, again, in Petrochem Works mm-hmm. that work hand in hand with our legislators. They're helping educate them on our needs. They're helping educate them on current bills that they're looking to get passed, anything that is going to impact both of our industries.
Okay.
So we have that leg, and it has been essential in getting the information back to us so that we can support that in our community going back up that way. But we have a direct link that gives us updates, lets us know where things stand. We're very lucky in having that part of the team. If we didn't, it would be a different story.
Right.
I don't want to shift gears too much, but one of the things you were talking about earlier, and I do want to make sure we cover this, is you're talking about women in industry.
Yes.
So you have a group called the Influential Circle.
Yes.
Can you speak to us about that a little bit more?
So the Influential Circle is, it's a little different. It's a group of women, very professional women from a wide variety of industries, and we support each other in our careers in any way possible. So this started a few years ago. Kind of great. It was a Christmas ornament exchange. And it was this powerful group of women from all different types of industry, like I said. So we have petrochemical,
awesome.
We have finance, we have fashion, we have public relations. And our spearhead, she decided that, well, why can't we do this more than just once a year?
Right.
And let's get a group together of powerful women that support each other and help each other in our careers. So we have a mentoring program. I know this sounds kind of cliche, there's a book program, but we are doing very influential books that have impact on lives, not just ours, but our community and the world.
Right.
We have a worldwide magazine now that is distributed.
Wow.
Yeah. And then on the 18th, we also have our Woman of the Year industry luncheon. So,
see, if anything had started like that with men, it would not have blossomed into something like that. Because y'all showed up with ornaments, and now it's this giant thing that's empowering women. Like the very first one with men, everybody would have picked up like a gift at the gas station on the way in, because they would have forgot,
A six pack of beer.
Right, they would have been like, hey, I got you this beef jerky.
Yeah.
It's the finest brand, because you're important.
I got this pen from a vendor not too long ago. Here's a pen.
But women were like, they had picked out the ornament like 3 months ago, and it was specially designed, and it came in with it was made out of like eggs from dinosaurs and things like this. So it's unbelievable.
It is. It's and it's developed into this amazing group of strong, independent, influential women, and what we can do for each other and others in our community. We're also looking at maybe having some satellite groups in other countries where women aren't as supported. So how can we here help them where they are and encourage them to keep doing what they're doing, being small business owners in countries where that's not really the norm or something that's very popular?
And for our listeners who've been listening to the show or following us, me and Jason have both spoken about our daughters. So I've got three daughters, he's got a daughter, and so these type of programs mean a lot to me as a dad, mm-hmm. right? Because I want to know that my kids, as they get into the career mode, they have somewhere to go, and they have mentors they can tap into, and that's amazing. It just really is. So I applaud you for
Thank
being
you.
A part of that. That's awesome.
So let's talk about the future, right? And mm-hmm. so we talked. You said there was a little bit of an issue with data that was a problem. But if you were to highlight, you know, 5 years from now, what things do you think are going to be back to the workforce, even to the women, just in general, because you're involved on both sides of this stuff. What are you most excited about, right, for the next 5 years?
I would have to say I'm most excited about, I mean, the stories and following the people going through our programs and watching their careers blossom within our industry. So there's nothing better than hearing a story like you're talking about yours. We've heard stories from some of our scholarship recipients that, you know, this $1,000 scholarship meant that I can finish my degree.
Right.
And one gentleman's car blew up, and he had to walk to Lee every day in the summer because his first class was about 9 o'clock in the morning, and it was a speech class. And he said, and I knew that with this money, I could finish this degree. It was tough, but he could do it. So where a small scholarship may not mean much to some people, it means everything to others.
Absolutely.
And then to watch them progress, you know, even within my company, we like to see promotion from within.
Right.
We help people with their education. We want to see the operator become a shift supervisor, become our operations manager, seeing the successes and then knowing that we actually, what we were doing worked.
I think when you make a change or an impact in somebody at that level, you're making a generational change. You're changing,
absolutely.
You're shifting an entire generation. So their whole downline of opportunities for their family and their family's family just literally moves into a completely different lane. And I think oftentimes in our bubble, we, you know, and I say our meaning, you know, we're up here working and fighting all these causes, but we have a job that pays well, or we have some things that are different, and we maybe didn't come from that situation, so we don't identify with it. So it sounds like a great cause to champion, but the real impact of it is just, we're talking about, I mean, from an economic impact, from a medical impact, from all the things that drive our country's economy, our local economy, it's all driven by our ability to create opportunities mm-hmm. for growth. There's jobs. Mm-hmm. I just left a thing where they talked about the growth, even in the next few years, is still looking very strong,
it's
especially
exponential.
In this region. It's
mm-hmm.
unbelievable. And so having that opportunity to say, now, just by moving someone to a new lane, we just changed the next hundreds of years.
Absolutely.
Because their family and their family and their family, it's just unbelievable what you guys are doing.
Yeah, it is. It's nice to see that. And when we have our golf tournament, we have the students at the holes. So
right.
they're not done with their school yet, but you hear their stories. And it makes more of an impact to our donors.
Absolutely.
And our sponsors, because we want that message to get out to everybody. Every time we have a success story, it goes out Petrochem and ECMA wide. We want them all to know that if they just entered a team for $1,500, what that money went to and the successes that it's equaling.
That's so cool. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, this is a great time to take a quick commercial break. So we'll do that. When we get back, we talked a lot about Petrochem workforce, but when we get back, we'll learn a little bit about you.
Okay.
And we'll turn it over. So thanks.
Thank you.
McCarthy Building Companies. From the Museum of Fine Arts to terminals on the Houston Ship Channel, we understand the challenges and complexities you face when building here in the Gulf Coast region. As the oldest privately held national construction company, we have a clear focus on clients, community, and collaboration. Just to give you some context, our Houston-based business does 15 to 20 projects per year. We are employee-owned with over 2,000 employees throughout the U.S. and 250 in the Houston area. For more information on McCarthy Building Companies, please visit www.mccarthy.com.
And back from the commercial. So, so we are back, and thank you for tuning in again. I've been talking about workforce development. Now we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about Danny. So, Clint, why don't you fire away?
Yeah, Danny. So give us a little bit, you know, what's your background? Where'd you come from? And we knew you've been Noltex for 7 years, mm-hmm. but prior to Noltex, maybe, you know, coming out of high school, how did you come to this point?
So I have a little different story than most people in industry. I'm from Northeast Ohio, and I did not want to go to college. So halfway through my senior year, I enlisted in the Marine Corps.
Awesome. Thanks for your service.
Thank you. So I'm a 7.5 year veteran of the United States Marine Corps. After that, I realized that what I did is pretty much what I do now. Right. I did administrative. I was legal also, so I did discharges, investigations. It was very easy for me. I was one of the lucky ones. It was very easy for me to transition out of the military straight into college, used my GI Bill to get my bachelor's degree in political science, and I rolled right into an HR management position. Wow. Because my time in the Marine Corps was pretty much related to a generalist position. Gotcha. So I started my career. I met a young boy from Beaumont, Texas, while I was in. So that is how
troublemakers.
Yes, we've been.
I like how you called him a boy.
He was.
Like, let's be honest, right? I just turned 40. I'm still trying to figure out if I've made manhood yet. But I love that. Like, I met a boy. That's just how that works.
He was 20 when we met. He was a boy.
Yeah.
But now he's a man, of course.
Okay. Awesome.
And we've been married for 21 years.
Awesome.
So
congrats.
Thank you. We lived in Ohio for a few years, and again, I realized that the economy up there is not the strongest. And he said, I think we need to go home. And so we came back down here in 2008, landed my first HR management position with a chemical company in 3 months to the day. So I worked for Texas Molecular for 3 years as HR manager, and it was definitely a different experience for me. I had been with CentOS, so had a little bit of manufacturing. Nothing like the chemical plants.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They take care of their employees very well. I mean, so that's one thing with such a rich industry. The benefits are amazing. I have 4 children. They all had very happy lives growing up. They had, you know, not everything they asked for because they worked for the
sure.
things that they got.
Spoil them.
But again, it was a generational thing. It shifted from what I see where I'm from to what I could provide for my children.
Right.
My oldest daughter just graduated from UT in May, and the youngest daughter is going to school in Alabama.
Wow.
My second oldest son just finished 6 years in the Army, and the oldest one is living in California right now.
Nice.
So it's created this wonderful life for all of us. And then after I was with Texas Molecular, I moved to a large shipping company called AET. So I did HR there for a year, and talking to people in industry was one of the best things. I have to thank Kelly Gregory. She called me and said, "Hey, I know you are very happy where you are, but there's an opening at Noltex." And at the time, we lived in Mont Belvieu, and I was driving downtown to the Galleria area.
That's rough.
3 days a week and 2 days a week out to Pelican Island.
Wow.
So about 500 miles a week, and she said, there's this opportunity in La Porte. So I contacted a recruiter. I put in my resume. Ended up only being with AET for a year because I got the position at Noltex.
Nice.
So, but So it's not always who you know, but it does help. Because if I had not been friends with her through the Ship Channel group, the Ship Channel HR group, I would have never had that opportunity. So back in the area, live in La Porte, 6-minute drive to work. It's pretty amazing.
That's a sweet gig.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my company is amazing. We're now wholly owned by Mitsubishi Chemical America, which has opened more doors and more opportunity for all of our employees. I'm currently working on my master's degree. I'm getting my master's of jurisprudence, so I'll have my master's in law and workforce development. Yeah, so I don't have much spare time, but I like it that way.
Right.
You know, I like having things to do, hitting goals, helping people.
So you're very motivated, which
yes.
is awesome. But what what does drive that motivation? I mean, what books do you read? Is it friends? I mean, you talked about your friends and your peer groups, but what really has driven you to get to this point? What's made you want to go back and get your master's? That's a hard question. Sorry.
It is. No, it's okay. It's a lot of inner retrospection. It's all part of it is personal. So I want to learn. I want to continue to learn. I'm closer to a milestone birthday than I'd like to be, but I don't want
30's tough.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
I don't want my age to be the thing that I concentrate on. I want to keep moving past every milestone with a new goal in mind.
Okay.
And it's self-driven. Now, the degree also is partially career-driven. So having my master's degree in what I do in HR coupled with the master's of jurisprudence will definitely help support my career within Mitsubishi Chemical.
Right.
So it's twofold. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time. It took me a long time to find this program. And now that I'm in it, it's, my husband asks me all the time, is it hard? It's not hard. It's a lot of time. It's 15 to 18 hours extra a week. It's an online program, but I do it because I want that achievement for myself.
Right.
Whether it goes
hear that,
on,
fellas?
Yeah.
Just so in case anybody's keeping score, right? Sits on board, sits on chairs, comes to this podcast, runs a full-time HR organization, throws in 15, not hard.
No.
Just, you know.
Well, we're lucky.
Has time to pick out ornaments.
Challenge accepted.
You know? Like, yeah, right?
I mean, but there's other women that do this that have small children at home, so they're the real heroes because I just have myself and my husband.
Wow.
So it's a lot easier for me to do it. I can dedicate that time, and he understands completely that, you know, he might not get as much time as he wants, but that's because I'm doing this and he knows how it will work for my career. So it's great having the support
at home. Long term, right? Long
term goal. It is. I mean, I really I came up from a very great family, you know, upper middle class. So it's not that I'm economically driven to do better than that. Both of my parents had college degrees. There were five kids. We all had great lives. I wanted to do the same thing for my children. And I also, I have two daughters. So I have four children, two of them are daughters. I want to be a role model for them. I want them to know they can have a successful career. Mm-hmm. They can continue to learn. They can have a family and they can be really happy with what they do and who they are.
Right.
Right. That's awesome. Well, you've been awesome.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it's been a great, just a pleasure having you out. I mean, the first time I met you, and we didn't talk about this, but if anybody's keeping score, they should know the business cards you guys put out. Oh, yeah.
I should have brought one.
Indestructible, right? I was
they're
the coolest thing. I should have put that on the show. They were like, I did a commercial.
With the cold weather coming up, he's very happy because he can scrape the ice off his car.
Off those indestructible business cards.
They're crinkle, amazing. But it's not going to tear.
So with that being said, great content, great stuff for the show. Very excited about the work that's happening and going on. Now for our audience, if they want to learn more about how to get involved, how to keep up with the times, what's taking place, where can they go to get more information?
So with PetroChem Works, it's pretty easy. They can search the PetroChemWorks.com website, and I suggest people do that because it has a career developer there. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I want to mention real quick. You can put in your interests, and it helps you map to careers in industry. And also veterans can go in and put in their military occupational skill, and it will help them map to that job
to
a career in industry. So petrochemworks.com. For ECMA, it's just the ECMA website, the EHCMA.org. And then if you're interested in the Influential Circle, you can email at info@influentialcircle.com.
Nice. Okay.
The last plug I would like to give is we have our sixth annual golf tournament for PetroChem Works. It was rained out on the 25th. We all know how horrible the weather was that morning. Oosh. We have rescheduled for Friday, December 6th, and they can reach that through the PetroChem Works website. And
hear
there's
that?
Still sponsorship and team positions available.
And it's one of my top three favorite tournaments I attend all year. So it's just a blast. I love the student. They put two students at most of the holes. So, you know, the owners, operators, general contractors are going through their plan. They get to actually meet the students that could be working for them shortly.
It does. So. It's a great benefit for the students and for our sponsors.
Right.
Yeah. Going to be awesome stuff. So with that, thank you for tuning in. We're glad to have you on the Gulf Coast Growth Show. Make sure to check us out. You can follow us on LinkedIn, our Facebook page. You can even subscribe at the Economic Alliance website. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Testamento.com.